Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood. Today, we will be having a discussion on Prime Minister's address at post-budget webinar. We have economic analyst Shankar Iyer with us to throw light on the various aspects of this address. Warm welcome to you, Shankarji, on Akashvani.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So, Shankarji, this post-budget webinar, the first in the series of webinars, was organized today. Before we start the discussion, let's listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said about the larger context of a budget and the significance of post-budget webinars.
Ye desh reform express par sawar hai. Is momentum ko banaye rakhne ke liye hame na keval policy इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है.
So, Shankar ji, Prime Minister said very categorically that every budget is a step towards a larger goal, and for us that larger goal is to build a Viksit Bharat by 2047. How important is this to see the budget in this larger context?
So, one must remember that all journeys, all marches, revolutions start with many steps. So the budget is not just a financial statement. Of course, every year when we get attracted to the stories about news about budget, we are interested in our personal finances. But more importantly, the budget is a continuum. It is the next step of the next part of the journey. The Prime Minister, now on the 75th anniversary of our independence, he created this idea that what would India look like? What it be? Where would it reach when we complete 100 years of independence, on the 100th year of independence? So we created this idea of Viksit Bharat. So that achievement requires a certain effort, certain policy, certain intent. And those things are built into this budget and the last two budgets. So the budget is, in a way, roadmap to the future that has been promised. Right. For instance, if you remember, couple of years back, there were programs for research and development, ramping up research and development. Mm-hmm. So sum of 1 lakh crores was announced. Now the policy has been written, the allocations and dispersals will begin. And that thereafter, which sectors the money goes in, those will be determined. For instance, there is a dire need of creating solutions for cities. So an urban challenge fund is being created. Now the formulation of that policy, how those things will play out, is being done this year. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll see some disbursals there also. So the budget, it has now serves another purpose in the current context. Earlier, we used to have the planning commission, which used to do this 5-year plans. Now we don't have a planning commission. We have what is called the Niti Aayog, which is more like a consultancy, an advisory group. And there is also the finance commission, which delivers its report. So the budget has to bring in all these facets of where the money is coming from, what it needs to be spent on, what is the requirement of the people, what is the requirement of the economy. And so it's not just a financial statement. It is a plan, a blueprint.
Absolutely. In fact, Prime Minister, he said that in the context of the continuity of the budget, he said that, we have shown extraordinary resilience in the last 10 years due to conviction-driven reforms, most of which are announced in budgets. And in that context, he outlined the priority areas for ensuring the momentum of India's reforms express. Let's listen to what he said.
हर बजट एक बड़े लक्ष्य की ओर बढ़ने का एक चरण होता है और हमारे सामने वो बड़ा लक्ष्य है साल 2047 तक विकसित भारत का निर्माण. हर रिफॉर्म, हर आवंटन, हर बदलाव को इस लंबी यात्रा के हिस्से के रूप में ही देखा जाना चाहिए और इसलिए हर साल बजट के बाद होने वाले ये वेबिनार बहुत महत्वपूर्ण होते हैं.
So Shankarji, the Prime Minister said that the country is riding the reforms express, and to keep up this momentum, along with policy intent, we should also focus on delivery excellence. In fact, that seems to be the reason, and which has been outlined very clearly, for having these post-budget webinars to ensure that what has been outlined in the budget is actually delivered at the grassroots level. So how important is this, and what kind of a role you feel technology plays in it or can play in it?
So Aadhaar has been the backbone of India's digital public infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now what it does is, on top of the Aadhaar, we have payment systems, we have the identification systems, we have the Jandan accounts. So Prime Minister often says JAM, which is basically Jandan, Aadhaar and mobiles. These three combined to deliver the government's intent into the homes of the people. So all the direct benefit transfers have happened, and these have created the confidence among people that money is not being chewed up in the middle by some middlemen,
right,
but it can reach people, whether it's the farmer, whether it's the student, whether it's the housewife who's getting the direct benefit money transfers. So technology is important. He also is now talking about using artificial intelligence, blockchain and other aspects to create more efficiency. For instance, there is a lot of information that is being connected between income tax and GST. So if you spend money, a GST is collected. They know now where the money is being spent, who's spending it, and whether that income is reflected in the income tax collections and those kind of things. There is also the other aspect, that which districts collect more GST, where consumption is happening, where it's not happening, which segments are consuming and which are not consuming.
Right.
Actually, this data going ahead will need to be made public, because using AI, people can contribute a lot of insights to the government on what is happening in the larger economy. So the Prime Minister speaks of these futuristic ideas quite frequently, and it is inspiring to say the least, that at least it's a thought that is coming. Now it is up to the state governments actually to sort of absorb this. It's up to the ministries to absorb these larger messages and deliver.
Absolutely. So he said that using all these technologies, transparency, speed and accountability, everything will go up. And also he talked about the government capital expenditure going up constantly, the stress that the government has laid on infrastructure development, increasing, leading to productivity increase in decades to come. He said that 11 years back, capital expenditure was 2 lakh crore rupees, and today it has gone up to more than 12 lakh crore rupees. So he also said that this is a clear message to the private sector. How important is this, that more participation comes from private sector, both domestic and foreign investment?
Let me try and sort of explain this figuratively in a visual that people, the audience, the listeners may understand.
Right.
So like a cycle has 2 pedals.
Mm-hmm.
So the government, if the public sector is 1 pedal, the private sector is another pedal, and they have to move in sync, they have to move in tandem, they have to move in tune, in rhythm, for the economy to move. What has happened is, in the last few years, particularly prior to the pandemic and now, is that there have been a lot of uncertainties and disturbances, disruptions in the global economy, which translated into inflation, lack of investment, fall in investment, currency fluctuation, all of this. So what the government did in the last 6-7 years is ramped up the spending in infrastructure, which the country needed, which is building of roads. We built around 30 kilometers of road every day. We built around 16 kilometers of railway lines every day. We added to the power sub-generation and distribution capacity. Now, what this does is that it creates demand for the private sector. After all, these goods that are being used by the government to build roads or set up railway lines, right, are being produced in the private sector. And those production, when its offtake is there, there is creation of income, jobs, consumption. So this is a virtuous cycle. The virtuous cycle is, mm-hmm, simply this, that consumption leads to investment, investment leads to job creation leads to incomes, incomes lead to consumption. This is called the virtuous cycle.
Right.
Now, what the government has done in the last few years is kept the cycle going, and he has been exhorting the private sector. Now, private sector companies are truly reluctant because they're sitting over around 5 to 6 lakh crores of cash reserves, but are scared, afraid. So the government is giving them the idea that here we are giving you a deep moat, we are giving you all the facilities, we cut the taxes for you. Now you have to invest to create the jobs for the economy to move in. And that has been a consistent message from the Prime Minister, that the private sector has to step up. They have to play a role in this.
Absolutely.
For the economy to move.
So he talked about predictable environment, predictable policy environment, investment friendly policies of the government, and easier project sanctions, faster appraisal technology. And he also talked about deepening the bond markets to attract more and more foreign investment. And he suggested that industry, the financial institutions, should take the best foreign practices and give suggestions for bond market reforms. So this is just an example of how he is involving all the stakeholders in every reform, every progress that is made.
Yes, of course. So if you look at this, what does he mean when he says that I'm giving you predictable environment? The government says that they will bring down fiscal deficit from X percent to Y percent, and right, every year they have done that. Yes. So what does that mean? That what is the level of the government borrowing, which determines the level of inflation, which determines the level of interest rates. And so the bond market can be created at that particular level and the demand and supply can move. The moment there is any uncertainty or doubt about the government's intent or behavior, the bond market will start acting. So he's saying that this is what is happening on the fiscal side. On the reform side, on the regulatory side, he's asking state governments and the central government ministries to do. Now, a lot of India's governance actually emanates from the state governments. If the central government spends around 54 lakh crores, the state government spend nearly 70 lakh crores. And much of what is required to accelerate the economy, to keep it going, are all steps that are vested in the powers of the state governments, whether it is land clearance, permissions, water, all that stuff. For instance, the parliament documents show that you require 115 clearances for a power project. And the Prime Minister has been asking, why do we need so many questions, right, so many clearances? Can it be made faster? Can it be made better? And these are things that he wants the private sector to come upfront and engage with the government on this, so that it can be a partnership rather than a sort of directorial feature.
So to make a good budget, the pre-budget consultations take place on a big scale. And today that process has started he said that we aim to strongly, effectively implement the budget with everyone's participation and everybody benefiting from it.
I mean, in a democracy, you expect the leadership to give the lead, the idea, the direction, and the ministries, departments, and the state governments to sort of implement those things. So any gap between the intent, the policy, and its execution leads to dissatisfaction among the people. For instance, if the government had not to bring down its deficit, it would have created more inflation and costs would have gone up and created dissatisfaction. If the government had not built the number of roads, the communication connectivity would have been hurt. So what the Prime Minister has been saying is that, in order for any country to be successful, it has to find the chain of command from intent to policy to execution. And there has to be efficiency in every level. So the webinar, in one way, he's putting out his thoughts there, and he's looking for engagement with the people. It's a message at one level to the people. It's also another, in a way, the warning or a message to the departments and the state governments that you're under watch.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Shankarji, for this, detailed insight into the key aspects of Prime Minister's address at post-budget webinar.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
So listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.